CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, it's Sunday the 15th of March 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Notice of variation to the amateur radio licence published. Eclipse Radio plans refined. RSGB Youth Committee news. Following the recent notification sent to licensees of the proposal to vary the amateur radio licence, Ofcom has now published a notice of variation to the amateur radio licence. The new licence document, which will have effect from the 7th of April 2015, has also been published on the Ofcom website. Licensees who received a notification dated the 30th of January are not covered by this. Their licences will be the subject of a separate notice, which Ofcom will publish in the course of the next couple of weeks. The RSGB is informed that Ofcom will send new licences to all the above licensees in the week of the 23rd of March, where Ofcom have an email address, which is about 60,000 licensees. The licence will go by email. In other cases, the licence will be posted. If new licences have not been received by the 14th of April, please contact Ofcom via arl2015@ofcom.org.uk or via the online licensing system. For more information, go to the RSGB website, rsgb.org/novlicense. With the solar eclipse now less than a week away, we should start with an apology. When we last mentioned the various experiments, we said that the UK would experience up to 89% totality. Of course, in Shetland, they'll experience 97% totality. Our apologies to all those living there, and we really hope that they have a cloudless day for their visual observations. The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee is keen to make sure that everyone is aware of the activities taking place on the morning of Friday the 20th of March. The partial eclipse starts in the Midlands at about 08:25 UTC, on the 20th and ends at 10:41 UTC. Maximum eclipse will be at about 09:30 UTC. This is a great opportunity to try some experiments to see how the sun's ultraviolet output affects our ionosphere and how some radio waves are propagated. A wide range of experiments are planned and details can be found at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1515. There will be an RSGB QSO party on 160, 80 and 40 metres using CW and PSK63, as well as experiments using CW skimmers and WSPR. Other experiments will involve opera transmissions on 477 kHz and beacons. All radio enthusiasts are encouraged to take part. Three young people have been chosen by the Youth Committee to represent the RSGB at the Italian IOTA event in July. They're Dan, M0WUT, Christos, M0WCK, and Ricky, M06GWR. Sadly, the leader for the event has had to pull out, and so the RSGB is looking for a replacement. You should ideally be a teacher or someone with experience in working with young people. Email youth.chairman@rsgb.org.uk for more. A team of amateur radio astronomers from around the world have been making observations of hydrogen spectra using the G4NNSEME system near Andover as an L-band radio telescope. By studying hydrogen spectra, it's possible to gain insights into the shape and motion of our galaxy. It's the unexpected motion of the galaxy that gave rise to the discovery of dark matter. As part of British Science Week between the 13th and 22nd of March, the observatory will be open twice daily for life observations and a presentation of how the galaxy's shape and motion can be revealed using radio astronomy. This event is free, but as space is limited, it must be booked in advance or by email or phone. Contact brian-coleman@tiscali.co.uk or phone 01264 773342. While World War I centenary activities began in 2014, the focus by the Australian community has always been on Anzac Day, celebrated on the 25th of April each year. Anzac Day initially honoured the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, or ANZAC, soldiers, who took part in World War I and has since been extended to commemoratively reflect on all conflicts involving Australian and New Zealand forces. The Wireless Institute of Australia, WIA, is supporting the many community events being held in Australia and the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey with its own Anzac Centenary Award, special call signs and other activities. The Anzac 100 programme coordinator is Fred Swainston, VK3DAC, who can be contacted via vk3dac@wia.org.au, and further programme details are on the WIA website at www.wia.org.au. LambdaSat, the first Greek CubeSat, was released from the International Space Station on the 4th of March, and its developers have invited radio amateurs around the world to listen for its signals and to file reports. The 1U CubeSat transmits AX25 protocol UI packets at 1200 bits per second AFSK on 437.462 MHz. The 1 watt transmitter identifies as KK6DFZ. LambdaSat was constructed entirely by young volunteers from Greece who travelled to Silicon Valley to participate in this project. More details at www.cyhams.org. Now, details of rallies and events for the coming week. The Dover Radio Rally will take place today, the 15th of March, at Whitfield Village Hall, Sandwich Road, Whitfield in Dover, CT16 3LY. Doors open 10 o'clock and the auction starts 12:30. The rally ends at 1 p.m. Entrance price for visitors is £2. Details www.darc.org.uk. The 40th Dutch National Radio Flea Market takes place on the 21st of March at Roosmalen, just off the A59 motorway in Holland. Talking is available on PI4SHB, which is 145.5 MHz, and the doors open at 9 a.m. See www.radiovloeienmarkt, which is spelled RadioVloeienmarkt.nl, for details. The Lochearn Radio Rally takes place on the 21st of March in the Millennium Memorial Hall, SA334QG. Doors open 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30. More from Matthew, GW6KOA, on 01994 427581. The Hack Green Bunker Rally takes place on the 22nd of March from the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. It's a sale of electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. Details from Lucy, 01270 623353. And if you have any rally or events you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, in Radcom and on RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the special event news. Farnborough District Radio Society is celebrating half a century of support and promotion of amateur radio. G50 FRS will be operating until the 30th of November. They run nets, club nets, every Monday on 1995 kHz and Friday on 144.675 MHz. Both date PM and welcome anyone to join in. GB0SGS will be on the air on the 16th and 17th of March from St George's School, Rootham in Kent, as part of British Science Week. The station will be run by Kevin, G0PEK, along with 9-year-old Lauren, M6HLR. The 2 days will be split into 2 sessions of 2 hours each and have a theme of how far can we instantly send a message. They plan to use PMR 446 around the school field before moving on to 145 megs, 7 and 14 megs. Lauren will be keeping a diary of the event and reporting back to her own school, who have also expressed an interest in running a similar project in the future. MX0YHA will be used by Kevin, M0XLT, between the 15th and 30th of March at Gargrave near Skipton, which is about 6 miles from the WHA youth hostels at Malham and Irby in the Yorkshire Dales. RAF Air Cadets from No. 2 Welsh Wing will have 2 stations operating in this year's RAFARS airfields on the air. GB6 RAF will be active on various dates between the 20th and 29th of March from RAF Hawarden in Flintshire, using the 10 to 40 metre bands as well as 2 metres and 70 SEMs. Then GB6RAF will be active on various dates between the 30th of March and the 26th of April from RAF Rednall in Shropshire, using the 10 to 40 metre bands. West Tyrone ARC will be running a special event station on the 17th of March to celebrate St Patrick's Day. They'll be located on the third floor of the Struel Arts Centre Town Hall Square, OMA, BT781BL. Operating from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m, the call sign will be GB1SPD. If you have any news of future event stations, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Lucas HB9EBT will be active as D44TEG from São Tiago, IOTA reference AF005. From the 15th to 27th of March, it operates CW 10 to 40 metre bands, QSL Home Call Director Bureau. Mark ON5SM will be active as DU9 stroke call sign from Mindanao in the Philippines. OC130 from the 16th of March to the 25th of April, QSL's Home Call Director Bureau. Bob G3PJT is in Grenada, NA024, as J34G from the 12th to the 25th of March, using the 10 to 80 metre bands, mostly CW, QSL G3PJT, or Logbook of the World. Watch out for Rob N7QT operating from Montserrat, NA103, until the 25th of March. He will be using 10 to 80 metre bands, CWSSB and digital, QSL N7QT, director via the Bureau, and Logbook of the World. Chaz NK8 Oscar is on Bonaire Island, SA006, from the 17th of March to the 13th of April. He'll be on the air as PJ4 stroke call sign, with a QRP rig, 20 to 10 metres on CW, maybe also 40. QSL via Logbook of the World or EQSL. Contest news, the Commonwealth Contest ends its 24-hour run at 10 a.m. today, the 15th. As ever, there are de-expeditions to some countries you won't hear on the bands every day, so for most of us, even without a serious entry, there are some new or rare ones to work. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands and CW only, the exchange's signal report and serial number, although HQ stations will send HQ. Today the 15th, the second 70 megs cumulative contest takes place from 1000 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Africa All Mode International DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today the 15th. Both single and multi-operator stations may operate for the entire 24 period. Using 10 to 160 metre bands with CW, RTTY and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Full rules, www.africadxcontest.org. The second Tesla Memorial HF contest ends at 0800 UTC today the 15th. Everyone works everyone, 80 metre band only using CW. Points are based on distance between stations, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Details www.radiosport.org.rs/FHF Tesla Memorial. Worked All Britain 3.5 meg phone contest takes place today the 15th, 1800 to 2200 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 5th of April. Details www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. On Thursday, the 80-metre club championships runs the SSB leg, 2000 to 2130 UTC. The report is the usual signal report and serial number. Bartag HF RTTY contest starts at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 21st. It runs for 48 hours, 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Exchange the signal report, serial number and the time. The Russian DX contest runs for 24 hours, starting 1200 UTC on Saturday the 21st. Lot of entry categories, mostly single ops, running on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, with Russian stations adding the Oblast code. No, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 13th, last week we said the sun's surface was looking a little bare, but that was before sunspot region 2297 erupted. This new area has helped keep the solar flux index around 120 to 130, but has spawned a number of solar flares. The region has so far produced an X2.2 flare, along with four moderate M-class flares. These have had the effect of severely affecting the ionosphere on the sunlit side of the Earth, causing massive absorption, especially on the lower HF bands. Colorado DigiSon shows that the X-class flare event on Wednesday the 11th wiped its plots completely, up to around 10 MHz for about 30 minutes. The time of writing, no associated coronal mass ejections had hit the Earth. Region 2297 will be with us for a while yet, so expect more flare activity and possibly CMEs, which can have the effect of reducing maximum usable frequencies. Looking ahead to next week, the solar flux index should remain at the 120 mark, according to NOAA, with increasing risk of geomagnetic disturbances. Now for the VHF and UP propagation news. This week, somewhat enhanced VHF-UHF conditions are likely to continue, especially at first with a seasonally typical large high over Scandinavia, extending a ridge across the British Isles and giving some lift conditions in most areas. The Scandinavian high will slowly decline and propagation will become flatter again over the UK as a more settled weather type takes over from midweek, probably with early April showers flavour, so there may be some daytime rain scatter options available from afternoon cumulonimbus clouds. Some models do keep the tropo hope alive by rebuilding a new high from the southwest temporarily. The TEP openings from southern Europe on 50 megs continue in the early evening, so stations in the extreme southwest of the UK should keep alert for any brief extensions northwards. Again, no meteor showers this week, so keep looking for random meteor scatter contacts on the lower bands in the early morning. The moon is at minimum declination today, so there will be a short but increasing moon window for UK EME operators in the coming week, with losses at a minimum Wednesday to Friday. Overall, it's a week of opportunity for the VHF-UHF microwave bands. And that's all this week from the propagation team, and that's all from me until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.